All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Welcome, the 10th of October. It is Thursday. It is a day I am jealous of anyone who's outside right now. What a gorgeous day. I mean, these are the days you don't mind living in this hellhole known as Metro Detroit. Weather-wise, it's a hellhole. But days like this, my God, it's beautiful. Oh, mercy. And unfortunately, me, David, Roberto, we had our beautiful day poisoned by Sully in the pre-show. Because, Sully, we're going to go to people's court with this. And if the people want to do it, we're doing it. If they don't, you got to bear the brunt. I think Sully brought one of the most bird brain nonsense topics I've ever heard.
You're already killing it. Like David's saying, you're already sandbagging it.
Well, what do you want me to do? How should I pitch it? I thought it was a terrible suggestion.
No, that's fine.
No, it's not fine. So here's what I want to do. I want to let Sully pitch this topic, and we'll go from there. It's very simple. I feel like you lost your mind and thought you were programming Pat and Dennis's show, and you pitched a topic to me. Now, you never do this. Like, you got upset, and you're like, guys, I'm telling you, I have to get this off my chest. I'm like, whoa.
We usually don't. I know everyone thinks that all of us just always agree with each other, but we did in pre-show. I mean, it was we were arguing about it.
I just looked at you like, dude, you're on drugs. This topic blows, and I'm not doing it. And then I said, David, and David wouldn't look at me. And I don't know if it's because he didn't want to laugh. He was like staring at the floor like Stoney. And I'm like, David,
I'm listening.
I'm like, I don't want to listen. I want to look. Pitch this topic.
I think it's right up your alley.
No, I up my alley. This topic sucks, but I want you to throw it to the people, and if they like it, we'll do it. I think this is a bad topic because the answer is so obvious. There's no discussion point.
So let me say this. This is why I think it's such a good topic, because I think a million times it's something that I could totally see Ryan mentioning in the update.
Automatically, it's terrible. If it's in Ryan's updates, it's probably useless.
You responding to it and then us having a conversation on it. So what happened was I read Marvin Jones' comments before the show. And basically Marvin Jones, to paraphrase, said that he does not view the Packers as a rivalry game. He doesn't view Green Bay as a rivalry game. And then you made a comment and said, well, I don't think rivalries exist anymore.
Not in professional sports. Everyone knows it.
And I said, okay, so you don't think they do in college or pro? And you said, I don't think rivalries exist in pro sports. I said, really? What makes you say that? Not even Red Sox, Yankees? You know, there's nothing that comes to mind. Lakers,
nah.
Celtics, nothing at all?
Nah.
And you said, rivalries are dead in professional sports. And I said, oh, we got to ask the people about this. Because I really wonder if people think that rivalries are completely dead in 2019. And frankly, how the hell, if that's the case, did we get to a point in professional sports where rivalries don't exist anymore?
What is this, like Quantum Leap? Did you just wake up from a 12-year coma? It's been this way for a decade or more. Players change teams too much. Coaches change teams too much. It's just sterilized. I mean, like, look at the Bears. How could you have a rivalry with the Bears when of their 53-man roster, 40 of the guys are gone from 2 years ago? Celtics, Lakers, like, who cares? They'll play on a Tuesday night at 10:30 at night. You think I'm staying up late to watch that? Yankees, Red Sox, they play each other 50 times. No, college has rivalries. Pro does not. There are no pro. What would the Lions' rival be? I mean, you could blurt out the Packers, but we know that's not the case. So I said it in the pre-show. I go, I can't even believe this is a conversation, but you were like, I have to get this off my chest.
Because I want to know if people agree with that. I want to know if people think that rivalries in pro sports are dead. I think that's fascinating. No one talks about this.
Where have you been?
I think that's fascinating to talk about it if rivalries don't exist in pro sports, because I think there's a lot of people, especially
name one.
Hockey with the Maple Leafs Canadians,
oh,
or
for God's
sake. Or maybe Patriots Colts for all those years with Brady and Manning, if it's kind of evolved more of an
individual
thing.
You think Patriots and Colts is some rivalry because of Brady and Manning when Manning's been gone for 7 years?
That's maybe the evolution of it, that it's evolved to more of a players type thing. You know what I mean?
I think that's
fascinating.
People, I need your help, because right now I feel like my producer has done hardcore narcotics or feels like he's producing a different program. Call in, open lines right now, and it's simple. A, scale of 1 to 10, how bad is this topic? But B, offer your take on it.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't say
what? I said scale of 1 to 10. I'm stuck here till 6. I gotta entertain myself. 248-539-9797. No, I just think I think it's ridiculous.
When I heard you say that, it just got me thinking, because
look, I'm a Giants fan. What, is the Cowboys some big rivalry for me? No.
I'm sure there's a lot of Giants fans that would say it is.
Who?
You know?
Who?
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's plenty.
You're lying to yourself. Yeah, when you were a kid, it was a rivalry, but it doesn't stay that way.
I'm sure people would still say that.
Name me a rivalry, Mr. Rivalries Exist.
Red Wings, Blackhawks.
Really? They're not even in the same conference anymore.
Bears, Packers. You know, I think, look at how the Warriors and Cavs were. Maybe it's evolved more towards individual, but I still think that rivalries exist. But that's more the thing. There's no doubt that rivalries have. I agree. Rivalries have gone down over the years.
The only place they exist is college. College football, college basketball. Hey, you know what? College football, we have the Iron Bowl. We have Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Notre Dame this weekend for the old Shillelagh. Those are rivalries. Those are real. The Red River Shootout this weekend. OU in Texas. Those are real. That's what a rivalry is. Don't look at it. This is exactly what I mean. Don't pick up the phone and try to tell me about Kings and Flames as a rivalry.
Well, David
Jesus.
Over here. David's got to know that Steelers-Bengals, there's still, you know, some hatred with that.
Steelers-Bengals, both teams blow.
That there's still some chippiness on the field. The thing is, I know you're mad about the topic, but I don't disagree at all. The rivalries have gone down. That in itself is interesting to talk about, because maybe it does exist heavily more in college because of the passion, the personal ties to the school. I don't know. But
no, I think where rivalries still exist is where fans want to go to games and fight each other. Yeah, sure, rivalries exist in the NFL. That's just an excuse for a bunch of low-rent drunks to go in the upper tank and punch each other like idiots, hoping it's their 15 minutes of fame. What rivalries are there? It's asinine. And it's been dead for years. You just play, you win, you go. That's it.
People's passion, I think, lack thereof nowadays with everything else. Well, that's something we talk about a ton. With the lack of passion in sports, how people are always have other things to do. I do think that factors into it, where people might not be as
Look,
into
great example.
Rivalries.
Lions-Packers, not a rivalry. It's a game. We don't get calls about people saying those damn Packers. There's nothing extra about it. Yeah, it used to be a rivalry. It's not anymore. It's a game. It's a divisional game. You hate the Packers the way you hate every other team. It's not a rivalry. There's not some long series of great games between these two teams. Like, that's what you base a rivalry off of. Yeah, okay, you don't like Aaron Rodgers. Name another guy besides Aaron Rodgers who's been on the team for a decade. Oh, wow, I forgot. There must be a lot of people who hate David Bakhtiari. Like, come on, man. It's just, it's stupid.
But the difference with pro sports is that it's morphed into more individual versus individual that has kind of led these, like I said, LeBron Curry or Manning Brady, that type of thing. There's still rivalries. It's just like different forms of rivalries.
How good or bad is this topic? And do you agree or disagree with it? And we will roll forward. 248-539-9797. I wanted Sully to get his moment in the sun here because he was going to pout if I didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.